major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
How'd you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up!
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 3.25% and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 3.25 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Get right to the phones. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Before we do that, I want Dan to put your names on the screen. And an email from April, and she says, "Dear Frank, on Tuesday's show, Tina asked Mike Evans if the Masters always fell on Easter Sunday. I remember that.
Yep.
I remember you asking him that."
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Mike said yes." And then April goes on to say, "The Masters, always ends on the second Sunday in April. Easter is not always on the second Sunday in April."
Yeah.
AM and the PM, signed April.
All right.
So there you go.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Evans was right. And I do remember he said, no hesitation, yes.
And wouldn't that maybe have an effect on the viewership? Because a lot of people are doing family things and they can't just sit and watch TV.
I don't know, though, because by the time it ends in the afternoon, most of the church service stuff is over, and people are home
watching
in time
TV,
to see the last few rounds. But the point is, he was wrong.
Yeah.
And sadly, because of his condition, we're not able to read that to him during his segment and say, "Oh, by the way..."
Come on.
No. You don't want...
You do.
I'll do it.
Okay. You know what? Today, when he comes on...
Okay.
Just say, "We got an email from a listener who said it's always the..." If you want to write this down,
I'm
always
it.
The second Sunday in April.
Well, do it at the end of his segment.
But Easter is not always... So
second Sunday in May or April? April.
April. But Easter is not always the second Sunday in April. So the answer is no, it's not always on Easter. And you know what? I'll guarantee you what he'll do. I didn't say it was.
Oh, yeah.
He'll say, "Well, no." Well, then I misunderstood your question.
Oh, yeah, he'll spin it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
If I could place a bet in Vegas, I'd bet on him. I'll be stunned if he goes, "Oh, well, I was wrong."
That'll
be a first.
He's not
that'll
a good admitter.
And you know what? Maybe it will be a first. Maybe the kidney stone thing changed him. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Lee, first of all. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, Lee. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'd like to say a couple of things. I'd like to later on put a plug in for my friend Johnny Londo.
For your friend Johnny Londo. By the way, listen, you got a voice. You know who? I don't know who Leo Cheers was.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to get yourself a jazz radio show.
Yeah.
The man in the red vest.
Get yourself a late night show.
Yeah,
I'd listen to
I like to say that, you know, nobody wins in this situation, guys, and we got to get beyond this prejudice and racist thing. I think it's just ignorance, and I think that if he was told not to pursue this kid, now if I can see if he caught him peeping in somebody's house, messing with somebody's car, I can see right. that, but if you told by the police to stand down, this never would have happened. If he just stood down and...
But see, here's the problem.
You know,
there's one version of this that says that when they told him, we don't need you to follow him, and he said, okay, that he went back to his truck. So the problem is here, we don't know. We don't know, but what he did stand down and go back to his truck. This is the biggest problem, is we need three or four credible witnesses that we don't have.
Right. It just, you know, it's just a sad situation, and the times are not good.
No, they're not good.
We got that hard. So, but I'd like to express that, and like I said, I'd like to express my the passing of Mr. John Randolph Sr. I never got a chance to talk to Junior and give him my sympathies on that. He's
That's
a big duck
hunter.
I'm a big hunter. I'm a big hunter trying to become a duck hunter. So
you're trying to become a duck hunter?
Yeah, I've always been a hunter, but I've never duck hunted duck.
What do you hunt?
I hunted quail, you know, small game, you know, rabbits, small game like that. You know, deer. Not too much big game, but once in a while deer. But I've always wanted to try duck hunting.
Well, I don't know how close you are to the dealership, but trust me, any day you want to go in there and go, hey, Mr. Lanoff, you want to talk about duck hunting? He's all yours.
Oh, yeah.
He's all yours. You should do that one day.
Tell Mr. Lee said, hey, I apologize for what happened, and I can say I take a sympathy for his dad and losing his father because it's a hard feeling. Just tell him that, hey, I really give out my condolences to the family and everybody.
You know what?
Knows what I'm talking about for someone else. I can't speak for somebody else's ignorance when they were told not to do something. So I respect my manhood and being a man. That's how I was raised up. And just tell them that I really am sorry and I apologize.
Well, you don't have to apologize for anything.
Yeah. Well, but he knows, so just tell him.
Okay, we'll do it. That, he's probably listening. Yeah. That's very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, just tell him. John Randolph Chevrolet, my man.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Lee.
All right, thanks, guy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Belated sympathy from Lee, who wants to become a duck hunter. Well, I have his teacher, Londoff. George, you're up.
Hey, Miss P and Frank, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hey, man, I got a funny story. It just happened to me about an hour ago. I get a call. I called my buddy last night, left him a voicemail, and so he calls back, comes up on my phone, you know, John. So I answer the phone. I was like, hey, John, what's going on, buddy? And the guy on the other end sounds just like John. So I says, hey, John, what's happening? He goes, well, sir, this is the Basalto Police Department. We found this phone, and we're trying to figure out whose phone it is. And I said, well, first of all, you're not a very good police officer. I was told said John three times. And so he keeps going on. He said, well, sir, we found this phone on the road. We're trying to get in touch with the person that owns the phone. And I said, okay, you know, John, you got me, man. Way to go. And he goes, no, sir, I'm serious. He said, this is the Basalto Police Department. I said, who? Keith Alto. I said, where is that at? You know?
Man.
And he goes, no, sir, I'm serious. And I was like, okay, Mr. Policeman, as soon as I talk to John, I'll let him know, but there's no way I can do that because you've got his phone. And I hung up.
Oh, boy.
So I wait about 2 minutes, and I try to call John back, you know, just to say, hey, man, you got me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, they answer the phone, and they didn't say anything. So in the background, I hear all the scanners going, yeah, we got a silver, Cavalier pulled over for DUI, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
uh-oh,
this is the real deal.
Yeah.
So then I wait a couple more minutes, and I call back, and this same cop that I had talked to before, he goes, yes, George. And I said, yeah, man, I just wanted to let you know that, sorry about all that, man. I didn't realize that, you know, you really found John's phone. And he goes, well, no big pro, you know, no big deal, you know, thanks for calling back, you know, and all this stuff. So I was like, all right, man, thanks. So about a half hour later, my father, John, actually calls me. He goes, hey, George, did you get a call from somebody from Basalto Police Department? And I was like, sure and did.
So, was it really the cops?
Oh, yeah, it was really, he had dropped it. He was working in the ball field out there, and he dropped it, working, and he got hot, and took his shirt off, and it fell out of his pocket. So the kid found it and turned it in.
Oh, good for the kid for turning it in.
Yeah, but I thought that was hilarious, man. I had that guy. I'm like, yeah, sure it is, Mr. Policeman.
Well, it's a good thing you cleared that up, or you wouldn't be driving through Basalto for a while.
Exactly.
You'd have to go around.
Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you, George. Garrett, how you doing?
Great, Frank and gang. How are you?
Great.
Good, Garrett.
Good. AM and the PM here.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to give you a heads up that I had in my first appointment with Ballast Dental Care, which was scheduled for about 4 weeks from now, but they called and asked me if I could be in there tomorrow, and which, to my surprise, and I was very grateful, I said, yes, absolutely. And they wanted to know who I could thank for sending them there, and I just wanted to tell you that it was Frank O'Pinion that sent me there.
Oh, nice. You're a beautiful man.
Yeah, so I'll give you a call back in a couple of days and give you the heads up on how well they took care of me. And also, I told them that I have braces on right now.
Yeah.
So this might be a little difficult. They said, no problem. If you just recently got them, you can bring your x-rays. You don't have to go through all that. So far, it's been A-OK, and I appreciate the heads up on them.
No, it's going to get even better, and I appreciate the call. And do me a favor, shoot me an email after you go, and let me know what you think.
Absolutely.
All right, Garrett.
Guys, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This is the perfect opportunity for me to make a sales pitch, which we rarely do. We've done it a couple times, but I've always said we sell for other people, but we're the worst, I guess, at selling ourselves. And the people that I'm going to address quickly, I've addressed before, but sometimes I don't think the message sinks in. You have a company, you have a business, you have a service, and you want to advertise. You don't know how to advertise. If you buy your advertising or make your advertising decision on ratings alone or number of mailings that go to so many homes alone, you're buying, that's an idiotic way to do it. You have to use your head and think, all right, where am I going to get the most bang for my buck? We just had a couple of perfect examples of what happens with advertisers on this show that doesn't happen anywhere else. Any other way that you can advertise is people just voluntarily calling to talk about what a great experience they had at fill-in-the-blank advertiser. That's not a regular commercial. That's not part of their regular schedule. It's just a fringe benefit of advertising in a place that has an audience that's the greatest audience in all of radio, that is loyal to not only the show, but to the advertisers who make the show possible. So, Mr. and Mrs. Advertiser, I don't care what any other radio station, TV station, ad agency, I don't care what bill of goods they sell you, I don't care how many times they tell you, well, for that money, we can put you on television, or we can give you four times as many commercials. Yes, they probably can, but it's not about how much time on the air you get for the money or how many people are listening to the station. It's about the response, and it's about results, and that should be all you're interested in. And I will tell you now that we compete with a lot of things. We compete with websites, we compete with TV and radio, newspaper and mailers and coupon books and all kinds of stuff. But and the other thing we compete with is other forms of the media that buy your business, meaning they send you on a golf outing to Hilton Head or on a trip to London. We don't do that on this show. We're not sending you anywhere. We're not going to send you expensive gifts. We're going to do what you should be most interested in, and that is work our butts off to bring people to your business. But two things you have to understand. You have to give it time to work. It doesn't happen overnight. People like Londoff and Schaefer and Mark and Jason and Thompson Price, these people have been on for years doing a consistent job of letting people know who they are. And it works. But it wouldn't have worked if they'd done it for, 3, 4 months, 6 months and just quit. It doesn't work that way. And the other thing is, if you have a budget of, $20,000 a year, I'm sorry, this show can't help you because it's not going to take you very far. And we're not interested in taking even all your money for a month and going away because it won't have had time to work. My goal is for it to work, not to get your money for a month or two. I'd rather not have it, even if you pay triple the rates. We want you for 5 years, 3 years, 6 years, 10 years. We want it to work. We want you to think this is the best advertising money you ever spent. But you have to spend it, and you have to commit to it. And this is a really weird economy, and this last 2 or 3 years has been especially weird. I had a call the other day, an email. It started as an email, and I called the guy, and he wanted to know if he could go on for 2 weeks. And I said, no. No. And he was willing to pay more. I said, no. It won't work. It's stealing. It won't work. You can't establish your business on this show in 2 weeks. You can't do it. So if you're open to doing it right, you can bypass everybody else if you want. Just email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. I'll call you. We'll talk. But don't do it if you have a yearly budget that's under, it's just, you know before you even send that email that there's no way that you're going to be able to pull this off and go the distance and stay the course and then reach that magic point where it more than pays for itself. I've gone to the same dentist for 39 years. It wasn't until about 12, 13 years ago that Ballast Dental Care decided to join the show. All those years I did what I do, and my own dentist wasn't even part of it because he just, man, oh man, that's a lot of money, and I don't know. Ask him now. You ask him now if it doesn't more than pay for itself. Ask John Londoff. Ask Thompson Price. Ask these people. If you're willing to go with me, ride this thing out for a while, we will bust our butts to turn your business in the direction you want to turn it. And that's simply more business, more customers, bigger numbers. But anybody who promises instant results is a liar. And anybody who tells you that you are nuts for buying and getting on this station is an idiot. Because there's a lot more to buying advertising than how many people are you reaching. They're all kind of, I've known lots of people over the years who did mass mailings. Some of them are very successful because they're done right. Others, complete waste of money. I'll tell you a story. An advertiser was on with me for 9 years till he retired. And he, and this is not a knock against Casey. It just happened to be the station. And it was many, many years ago. Casey was a different station. But he called me and he said, hey, I got this great opportunity on Casey. And he said, they're really after me. And he said, it's a great deal. I said, what's the deal? And he told me. And it was really cheap. And he said, they'll even do a remote broadcast from here. I said, do it. It's cheap. Do it. See if it works. And even though he was on the air with me, I'm not about to tell him. If I think something's a good idea, he knows he can come to me and get a very truthful response. I said, so he did it. When it was over, the schedule was over, the remote was over, I said, how'd it go? He said, we had a remote at one of our locations, and he said, we drew 300 listeners from that station. We didn't sell one thing. Nothing. He said every single person came for a free t-shirt,
right, something
or
free.
A hot dog. I'm not interested in that. One of the reasons you don't see me doing remote broadcasts and all this stuff, I'm not interested in that stuff. I'm interested in long-term bringing you some business from the greatest radio audience in St. Louis and the most loyal audience. Even when they disagree with something that we might say on the air, they're still loyal. You don't disown your kids because you have an argument with them. You just kind of work it out, and they're still your kids. So we're kind of like a big radio family here, and I'm very proud of that. Mr. Londoff is on the phone, and I'm ready to talk to him. John, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. Did you hear that guy Lee who just called?
With my dog.
Hold on, hang on a second.
Hold on.
You turned and spoke to someone else and said, it's my dog. What are you talking about?
Well, I bring Blackwater Jack. I bring my retriever. He comes to work with me every day.
And
what are you talking to
every day?
I was talking to
Tricia Arnold, and
what'd she say? What's that animal over there?
Interrupted a meeting on a lot of topics. She's going to come back later, but I said, hey. Make sure, just check with the, Herb and Chris, and make sure that Jack's got a little water. We're going to be heading out in about an hour.
And so, she said, who's Jack? And you said, that's my dog.
That's my, Jack is, my duck dog, my retriever.
Well, Lee called. He was a listener. He called a few minutes ago, and he said, please tell John Londoff I want to express my sympathies about the loss of his dad, which I thought was very nice. He said, I never got a chance to do that. And then he said, and I know this will light you up, he said, I'm a hunter, but I'd really like to learn about duck hunting. And I said, hey, you know where that dealership is?
Yeah.
You go there, and I guarantee you he'll be happy to talk to you about duck hunting. So if a guy named Lee shows up, be ready. He wants to hear about duck hunting.
You know, the ladies listen to the show in the office, so I know that Kitty was calling me, and she called a second and third time, and I said, I got to call you back, and I didn't have a chance to call her back, but she was telling me that Lee was on the phone talking about duck hunting, and that he was just very, very nice. So thank you very much, Lee, because the day doesn't go by it. I definitely don't think about my dad and miss him very, very much, but when you come here, and if you honor us, if your listeners honor us and come to take a look at a new car, new truck, or pre-owned vehicle, you will literally see about 1,000 pictures here that my dad is in. So he's everywhere. You know, he built this place, opened up March of 1960. Just a great, great, great guy, great Marine, a great American. It was an emotional, you know, kind of a tear-jerk movie or something. You'd see tears coming out of his eyes, maybe down his cheek. If it was a very emotional commercial, he was a very tough, strong guy, but he was very emotional.
Now, you know, let me tell you something. He was a lot like, I watched this Bubba Watson this morning on television. This guy cries, he's Dick Vermeil. He cries the drop of a hat. That doesn't bother me. I don't have a problem with that. I love Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson is Tim Tebow. He's Kurt Warner. He's Albert Pujols in the sense that Pujols walks the walk and doesn't just talk the talk when it comes to charity and his faith. This Bubba Watson is the real deal. And I don't care how often he cries.
Me either.
I think it's this awesome guy.
There's nothing. I'm an emotional guy. I think emotional people also have that passion just for life. For what they do, you know, here's a guy he's never had a golf lesson. He is self-taught,
and that's unbelievable to me. He's never even seen a video analysis of his own swing.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And then when he talked about his approach shot of number 10, which was in the trees, sitting on pine needles, and who knows what kind of a unbelievable draw hook that he put to get that onto the green on top of the pin. From there, a blind shot, and then I watched TV last night, David Letterman, and he goes, yeah, if you look, I had my eyes closed upon impact.
Tina, you listening? As a new golfer, you listening to all this?
Yes.
Okay, I hope you're paying attention, because I know you're on your way to being a pretty good golfer.
I hope so.
You talk about, we've golfed together, Frank, and it is the toughest sport, and people say, playing hockey and skating on a, no. That is tough, but it isn't hitting a golf ball.
I met somebody last week for the first time. It was a friend. It was the husband of one of my wife's friends, which I'm always reluctant to meet those guys. Your wife's friends.
Why are you reluctant to meet
them? Well, because more than likely, if your wife has a real good friend and you meet her husband, it's just not going to, he's a dud. It's just not going to go well. But I'm talking to this guy, and he mentions golf, and he said, do you play golf? And I said, yeah, I play, but I'm not very good. I said, you play? He said, yeah. I said, how do you shoot? He said, nah, I'm not that really. I said, what's your average game? He said, I shoot upper 70s, low 80s. And I said, well, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
I said, good. And he said, I'm not that good. I said, are you got to be kidding me? I said, don't ever say that again to anybody if they ask you if you're any good. If you shoot upper 70s, low 80s, he said, but sometimes I'm in the mid 80s. I said, I will never shoot in the mid 80s.
Boo hoo.
Yes, you will.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's just on the 14th hole.
Oh, see, that's funny. That's real funny. That cuts
Johnny
almost.
Johnny Carson line with Ed McMahon, he'd say, hey, was out golfing yesterday? And Ed, you did? How'd you do? He goes, 72. 72? He goes, boss, that's great. He goes,
9 holes.
That was after 12 holes.
you're stealing other people's material.
Yeah, man.
Milton Berle.
I don't know if that's stealing. I'm
Johnny Londoff, the Milton Berle of card dealing.
Stealing? I'd say, hey, I just came up with that, but I just acknowledged, the great Johnny Carson. And I can remember the nights that my dad and I would sit and watch, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon. Oh, my God. I mean, we would cry with laughter. Funny stuff. And when Don Rickles, remember Don Rickles would come on?
Oh, he's still performing.
He's still
performing.
He's still a riot.
And he still has a full schedule. He's all over the place. Yeah, he's still funny.
He's about 102.
Oh my God! I think he's all. I think he's in. He's in his 80s. He's like 88 or something. He's still out there.
Yeah, hockey puck. He
calls that's good.
Man.
That sounded just like him.
Yeah, thanks.
Just like him.
Is Don Rickles in the studio with you?
No, that was Dan. Yeah.
Oh, you got to be Dan. Stop that, okay?
I've been working on my Don Rickles.
You twisted me.
So
you were just talking about advertisers, and I mean, again, the first time we met, and we just got to know each other, and I'd been interested in getting on the show for 10 to 11 years, and you would not add another dealer. You had someone that you had for
I wouldn't add a dealer that I can that I considered to be a direct competitor with somebody I had on the air. I still won't.
Okay, thanks for correcting me.
All right. I just don't want people to think I just don't. I don't need any more advertising because
you're right. It was another GM dealer, and so when we met, and my boys impressed you with their manners, and you know, it was kind of like one of those love at first sight.
Whoa!
John, I don't think I'd put it in.
Wow!
No, my sons—they met you. They thought you were awesome. Okay, it's not love. It's just they really, really, really liked you and admired you and looked up to you because at the time they were both small.
He was taller.
So, you know, but you know, as an advertiser, you know, value, you know, your listeners, and when they come in,
the way I remember,
they make it easy.
Was it Harry? Which one of the boys was it?
It was Timmy. That was
Timmy.
Number one.
Timmy.
I'm grilling them the entire time in the car.
No, Timmy.
In the gateway, and I'm like, you know, hey, repeat after me, and they're, you know, I like, pretend like you're putting your hand out there. Nice to meet you. My name is. Nice to meet you.
I mean, manners and polite, and here's the way I remember it. Timmy comes up to me and he says, "Are you Mr. Pena?" And I said, "Yes. What's your name, young man?" He says, "Timmy Landolf." Puts his hand out, shakes my hand. He says, he teared up, and he said, "He said, do you think you can save my dad's dealership?" and I said, "Who's your dad?"
No, you were with one of your buddies that had. You know,
let me tell the story.
You said, let me tell
the story. He says, "I said, who's your dad?" He said, "My dad is Johnny Landolf Jr. My grandpa is Johnny Landolf," and he said, "Don't make me beg." And he peered out. He said, "Would you just go over and meet my dad and try to save his business?" That's the true story. That's how it happened. And I said, "You bet, young man." And that's a true story. The rest is history. Yeah.
That's not how I remember it, Frank. Timmy Landolf, at the age of 8, right?
Yeah.
You know, you open the door to the suite, the box, and he immediately goes, "Nice to meet you. My name is Timmy Landolf."
That's right. He did.
And you go, "Timmy Landolf, it's nice to meet you. My name's Frank Opinion." And he said, "Frank Opinion,
my mom loves you.
That's
exactly what he said. And by the way, a very
my mom
smart
loves
thing
your
to say.
Show.
Uh-huh.
You would love to ever hear me on the show, Frank. I love you, but
you
she loves your show. She likes you a lot.
it goes further than that. But the point is, it worked out. Here we are.
You know what? It is one of the best things that happened to the two of us.
What?
And you know, I hope that it's something that your listeners who have experienced what we call the Landolf love experience something different in buying a car.
They will.
You know, it's just fun. We want to make sure it's fun. Hey, again, we've talked about this, Frank. You know, if it's not fun, if you're somewhere else, it's not fun, stop, don't go. If you're here and you're not having a good time, it's not fun, stop. You know, track me down, find me, call me, and I'll make sure that we have fun earning your business. And we've got a huge inventory. We had a great team meeting on the showroom floor Friday morning. We now have delivered 7 new Chevrolets to Johnny Landolf employees. That's how good the deals are right now in April 2012.
Yeah, but what if somebody's thinking, oh, sure the deals are good because they're employees?
Yeah.
What if they're thinking like that?
Well, let me just sort of run.
Yeah.
You can always, as an employee of Landolf Chevrolet, you're always going to get a great deal. It was something that from the onset when I came in to start, you know, managing the store, I looked around and I'm like, hold it, these people don't buy cars from us? It's not a knock on my dad. It just wasn't something that kind of registered with him. And I said, yes, do GM employees as Chevrolet dealership employees get a little bit better deal than the consumer? A little bit, not that much better. You know, they get a great deal from me because without them, Johnny Landolf Chevrolet doesn't exist. Without our great customers, this place doesn't exist. without your listeners, we're not as successful as we have been. And
Did you get that part recorded?
Yeah,
okay.
No, come on.
No, I want to make sure he recorded the part where you said, without our listeners, you wouldn't be as successful.
Oh, that's, you know, it's the heartfelt truth it is.
All right.
Just great, great people. Love meeting them. What did the Cardinals do today? I know they were winning.
They lost 4-3.
All right, I'm glad I asked. Blues hockey, come on. You getting fired up for the playoffs? I'm a hockey guy.
Tomorrow night.
Sports, I love same old sports, but it doesn't get much better than this, you know? Playoff hockey. So good luck to the Blues. We definitely are big supporters of the Blues and the organization. And
organization.
Our buddy, Tommy Stillman.
Yeah, you got to say organization.
Organization.
You got to put the Canadian twist to it.
Eh?
The organization.
Organization.
Yeah. Do we have a phone number?
How do you say offense, Danny?
Offense.
Offense. That's right.
314-837-1800.
314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Call in now, and you get to speak to the amazing, the wonderful Mary Ryan.
She's the best.
So are you, buddy.
Come on now.
Let's
start that metrosexual stuff.
Oh, boy.
You open late tonight, and we're sending them right now. Some of them are even on the way as we speak.
Thanks. Great talking to you, kids.
You too, John.
Drive safe. Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't understand why he does that. You know, that man, that, what do they call
that? He's
been
doing that more lately.
He's got a man crush on you.
Yeah, that man crush kind of thing.
He's trying to take it to another level.
My version of the story where Timmy came up and a tear in his eye, and you saved my, that's a true version.
Oh, I believe
that's actually what happened. We have to take a break, and I promise we'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. How are things moving, Tim?
Well, Tina, there's an accident on northbound 141 north of Highway 44 that's got two right lanes blocked, and you're backed up on 141 a little bit south of Highway 44, but it's also causing westbound 44 drivers as they ramp onto 141 to back up onto the interstate, and then the outer road is pretty backed up. Also on southbound 270, we're looking slow from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, that is heavy. Midway between the Science Center and Hampton through McCausland. 270 through, well, actually Spady through Mason. Looks like westbound 70 is heavy around Mid River Small Drive, and then again from 79 to T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by RE/MAX. Having twins, just married, is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, they can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hey there, hotshot. You got any jokes?
Sure. I got something that'll knock your socks off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big screen TVs.
Big screen TVs who?
Lots of big screen TVs at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Okay, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pool, darts, and golden tea.
Pool, darts, and golden tea who?
There's pool, darts, and golden tea at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Try again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Live music.
Live music who?
There's live music.
As opposed to dead music?
Funny line.
Funnier than yours so far.
Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, there's live music at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is that it? So far, the only thing that impresses me is O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Your humor, not so much.
Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street, just two blocks from the stadium.
Last chance, funny guy. Make it count.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and me, sipping drinks at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Now that's funny. And you succeeded in knocking my socks off. See? No socks. Now buy me a drink.
Gladly.
The great thing about St. Louis is that we have so many family-owned and family-operated businesses, including our friends at Classic Air Care and The Drain Team. Family-owned and family-operated since 1926 with nearly 100 employees. If you have any issues with your heating, your air conditioning, or your plumbing, Classic Air Care and The Drain Team can help you out. Classic Air Care and The Drain Team offers residential commercial services for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You can save, and you can save on online, too. Go to cacstl.com. That's cacstl.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and the Drain Team.
Ferguson Brewing Company is celebrating their second year anniversary. Two good years of good beer, good food, and great times. Ferguson Brewing's Beer Fest and Anniversary Celebration takes place Saturday, April 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. Several local St. Louis area brewers will be on hand to offer some of their finest brews, including Crown Valley Brewing and Distilling, Kirkwood Station Brewing Company, Cathedral Square Brewery, and Greasedick Brewing. Tickets are available online for just $25 and include your own souvenir tasting glass, light food, and appetizers, including beer samples from each participating brewery. Help Ferguson Brewing celebrate their second year anniversary and join them for Beer Fest 2012, Saturday, April 14th from 1 to 5. Two good years of good beer, good food, and great times. Stop by Ferguson Brewing Company in downtown Ferguson and pick up your tickets or purchase them online at FergusonBrewing.com.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1 to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 21-day research survey, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals will provide everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-480-8121. That's 800-480-8121. Free trial for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-480-8121. That's 1-800-480-8121.
Hi, I'm Pat Gellner, the owner of OK Vacuum and Depair. Have you ever thought about how we buy cleaning products? Read the label, hope it works, and if it doesn't, it goes under your kitchen sink. This isn't the way the professionals buy their products. Come to OK Vacuum and Depair and let us help you with the products and procedures to clean that wood floor, bathroom, windows, carpet, kitchen, or stone floor right the first time. You'll be buying professional-grade, made-in-America products. I guarantee you, when the professionals or large companies buy their cleaning products, they don't go to the big box stores for supplies. Come to OK Vacuum and Depair for all your cleaning needs. Please see what I mean by checking out our website at okvac.com. We have 32 videos on how to clean just about anything. I'm Pat at OK Vacuum and Depair at 11716 Manchester Road, serving St. Louis since 1961. Thank you.
There's a new shooting range now open in Bridgeton. Visit Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road. Shop hundreds of guns. Target shoot on a 13-bay, state-of-the-art indoor range. Visit the gunsmith for repairs on your firearms. Tell them you heard this on the Big 550 KTRS and get entered in a drawing for a free year-long membership. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or become a friend on Facebook. You'll find Metro Shooting Supplies on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. That's Metro Shooting Supplies. BuyLearnShoot.com.
0%, no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit from the original $189 window guys. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl, double-hung window is just $189. And with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com.
Are you looking for your perfect match?
Saturday, April 21st might be the day you finally find yours. During Free Paint Saturday at Brant & Sons Ace Hardware. On Saturday, April 21st, stop by Brant & Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in One.
To help you find your soul paint.
at Branton Sons Ace Hardware on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. The helpful place. While supplies last, limit one per household. Average availability. Most colors available for tinting. See store for details.
The new 2012 Kia Soul. It's a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com for details.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
I know, a little early. Dr. Doug will not be with us today. That is my fault. We ran over. Apologies to Dr. Doug. We'll make up for it next week. But from downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey,
hello, everybody. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Great. Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, Jennifer Lopez got her backup dancer boyfriend a pickup truck for his birthday.
All right.
Pretty nice. I don't want to say Jennifer's been robbing the cradle, but the truck was made by Tonka.
Oh, wow.
He's a pretty young guy.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. He's 25. She's 42.
Yeah.
How old is he?
25.
Oh, that's not that young. Two escaped prisoners in Argentina got away from police by disguising themselves as sheep. Guards said they should have known something was up when they saw two sheep walking out of a prison.
No kidding.
And a 92-year-old woman in Hawaii became the oldest person in the world to finish a marathon. At least that's what they told her.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's hot today. Oh.
And finally.
This is the A material.
Yeah.
We brought out the good stuff today.
Well, the weather, you know, has been beautiful. It, man, really causing headaches for a lot of people with allergies around town. In fact, it's gotten so bad, drug dealers all over St. Louis are trying to change crystal meth back into Sudafed.
Oh, man. That's rough.
How bad it's gotten. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 5 DKTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, that was first-class material.
Yeah, it was.
How much of that you think was stolen?
Oh.
None.
80%.
20%.
90%?
Yeah, 90.
Probably 90%.
All but one.
You know what's amazing? I mean, look, this technology today. I call this guy this morning who was the high bidder back, holy cow, must have been August, September or something, for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Remember that? This guy bids to play golf with... me and Londoff and John Goodman, and so I called him to let him know, give an update, the status on that, and when it looked like, you know, Mr. Goodman was going to be in town, and blah, blah, blah. So I leave him a message. Here's his email. He says, Frank, got your message. I'm in China.
China?
Whoa. Yeah. Ready to play, just let me know, I'm flexible, blah, blah, blah. Unbelievable. You know, it wasn't that many years ago. If you wanted to get any message to somebody in China, you're looking at a week.
Yeah.
Or a really expensive long-distance call. What's the time difference in China? Hang on, I'll tell you.
Man.
Hang on here, because the time... Hold
it's
got
to be the next morning or the next day.
The time of this email...
10 hours?
Is it came in at...
it's more.
Let's see.
I think it's probably about 15 or 18 hours.
Yeah.
Man, that's whatever. I can't even figure it out.
It's a long time.
Yeah, whatever. Well, he emails me in the afternoon saying at the time of the email, he says it's 5:50 in the morning here. So it's, Hawaii is like 7, so that's got to be...
Current time right now, it's Thursday morning, 5:56 a.m. So that's 13 hours?
Because this came in at about 4 minutes ago, and he says it's 5:50 in China. Wow. Unbelievable. So, good to know that you can get to somebody halfway around the world in about 2 seconds. That's the age we live in. It's the 100th, as I said, we'll have apologize to Dr. Doug, but we got so much stuff going, we kind of ran out of time. It's the 100th anniversary this year of the Titanic, and if you've been watching TV at all, there's just all kinds of stuff about the Titanic, and then brilliant James Cameron, decides to go down in that little one-man submarine, which I would never do. However many miles down it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. That would scare me to death. But we have a pretty interesting list of Titanic facts, and these are actual facts about the Titanic. We'll do more later, but I just have enough to share a couple of things with you. First of all, it was the evening of April 14th, 100 years ago. I have the menu that the first class passengers had on the Titanic. It was a 10-course meal. Here we go. Oysters, poached salmon, sirloin of beef, lamb with mint sauce, chocolate eclairs, Waldorf pudding. I don't even know what Waldorf pudding is, but it sounds pretty good. There was a different wine served with each of the 10 courses. So 10 different wines, as well as coffee and cigars for the gentlemen. You won't ever see that again in an enclosed space, handing cigars out to people having dinner, accompanied by port wine and distilled spirits that were all available with the last course. It's a heck of a deal. Mm-hmm. And then there's more. There's some of the things that the ship actually had on it that you would never have imagined 100 years ago they'd have on board a cruise ship. So we'll get to that and a whole lot of other stuff when we get to the Playhouse, and that's coming up pretty quickly here. American Equity Mortgage, website AmericanEquity.com. That's one way to get in touch with them. The other way is to call them. And I want to make sure you know the number, and I want to make sure you don't misdial, because if you messed up three of the numbers, you might get somebody else, because there are some other companies with similar numbers. So you want 314-878-9999. The people who call American Equity Mortgage are people who want to buy a home or people who have a home and they want to borrow some money. They want to use that equity to borrow smart money. Smart money, when you're talking about a loan, is money borrowed at a really low interest rate. I'm not very good at math. I didn't do well in school with that stuff. But anybody with a simple brain will know that low interest on a loan is a whole lot better than real high interest. And they can help you save a whole lot of money at American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. There's a sports story in the news that is the reason for the joke today. You'll see why when we come back. 5 o'clock. The Big 550.